The ornate Virginia Hotel is a hidden treasure in downtown Monroe. Disguised under layers of ceiling tiles and plaster lies a diamond in the rough.
We're in the former Virginia Hotel, built in the early 1920s. It was originally built as a multi-room hotel.
That's Michael Eccles, Director of Business Development for Vantage Healthcare. We went for a tour of the old hotel.
The late 1920s through probably the mid-1930s is the height of when this building was really in the center of commerce. You know, you start getting to the 40s and the 50s, and that's when you saw the downturn of this property. The state bought the building and operated it for the next 40 or 50 years.
Vantage is growing. Eccles explained the Monroe-based company needs more office space downtown. The building known by many as the State Office Building on St. John Street fit the bill for Vantage. It was next door to the headquarters and other historic buildings that Vantage had recently remodeled.
It was one of the most beautiful and significant hotels in the southeast portion of the United States. It had a ballroom on top. The ballroom consisted of an indoor and outdoor gardens, rooftop gardens, and event space. There was a large ballroom on the second floor where people held dances and parties and events. Ornate plaster work all throughout the building, and a very highly decorated, highly elegant space.
In the 1960s, the state of Louisiana bought the property and made the hotel into an office building. Large spaces like the hotel lobby were broken down into smaller rooms. Walls were added and spaces closed up. The state tax office and voter office hid the glamorous hotel lobby. While we walked through the noisy construction zone, workers were reworking the ornate molding around the lobby ceilings that was hidden by a modern office panel ceiling.
We know throughout the years that the state had tried to make the building more efficient. They had put in acoustical tile drop-down ceilings. They'd put in new electrical work and conduit. And really, you know, we were fortunate that they didn't go back and completely rip out all the plaster work or all the ornate detail that was there. So we've been able to go back as we peeled back the layers and see what exactly the pieces that were there and bring in artisans that could come in and recreate some of the things that were damaged or destroyed.
The first floor will house the grand lobby, and Vantage hopes to attract a grocery store and shops. The large second floor ballroom will soon be a health club. Conference rooms, offices, and cubicles round out most of the hotel.
We'll probably have anywhere from 250 to 350 employees in this building. But it'll take us about year to 2 years to ramp up to that level of building support.
As we climbed the stairs of the six-story building, we ran into Sissy Jones. She is overseeing the historic renovation.
I'm more of a doer than a talker. This is a fun job.
The sixth floor will host a grand ballroom that will hold 400 people. There will be rooms for bridal parties and an outdoor patio, along with catering facilities. Jones has worked on many of Vantage's other downtown projects. She says this building had its challenges.
I guess finding the right people, like finding the plaster people, the stone people to do my stonework, and Michael would probably say it would be the financing.
The $20 million renovation should be complete in October. Corey Crow, KEDM News.